Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio. I'm also with Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, a timeline coach, life path regression specialist, but I'm also an author of a new book called I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, and I Forgive Me, I'm Free. Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelation. Holiday Wisdom is written about the holidays. Flow in the Glow, I got a Flow in the Glow in the CD, read by Linda Van Haver, that she did an excellent job on to expand your life and to open your eyes to your talents. And I really want to talk about my books, CDs, and my DVDs, because it is the vocabulary we use is the life we live, actually. Because the more I open up to this, the more I'm starting to understand my life is in direct proportions to me living my dreams. And that is what I'm really here to do. But it ain't such a dream. It's daring to be who we are. That's all a dream is to be, but daring to be our true selves with enough wisdom and innovation to move forward. And what I really want to open people's eyes up to is that my books are written without punctuate. Well, I punctuate them. I have an editor do it. I quit punctuating personal growth because I don't want nobody dictating to me how I should think, and that's what punctuation does. If you wanted to control somebody's mind and you punctuated it and you was taught what punctuation was supposed to do, what would that do to you? And how would that open you up? And that is something that I've really expanded into. And, you know, it isn't so much about what the punctuation is, it's what they punctuate. And that is why I quit punctuating the stuff I do on a normal basis, because I don't want it punctuated. I want people to open their mind to see, to open their eyes to see their own talent. And that's what I really want to see. And I want to read you the first page of I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. And really, that's what this is all about. The chapters in the book are like this. I letting go of being addicted to a paycheck, I bared my heart and soul. Dreams are my mistress, embossing emperor. I expanded out of self-taught fallacies about money. High winds of wisdom, Evergard Whittem, enterprising entrepreneur for sure. Pleasing everybody is a selfishness. I approve of me. Self-indulgent habits are poisoning my life. Poor me itches my bitchiness. I admire my spunk, omnific talent. I'm a troublemaker, for God's sake. And I'm just going to go down here and read some of this to you. I want to read the first part of I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. But here's what this does. When you approve of yourself, that's allowing all the negative forces out there to show you I approve of me. And I'll relish the disapproval from those who have never done anything, thinking they know everything, and embellishes my Kevlin approval of me, sets me free with my eyes open as wide as the universe, energizing my polished pluck. Because now I understand disapproval from nincompoop naysayers employs my sumptuous success to beam straight to me instantly, as I no longer restrain my fame and fortune hunter to saunter into the happy hunting grounds of enterprising endeavors. I enclosed my classy cleverness to declare I'm a winner of my game of life. A game of innovative playfulness, because the more those two-faced disgracers disapprove of capitalistic collaboration, the more my endless esteem flows of Boniface abundance appears from all sources in the cosmos. On choosing this snazzy new premise, I now look at disapproval from worry warrants as approval that I'm expanding my canonized confidence, energizing my interstate of the arts, a promised land dexterity, because I stopped lusting in needy, sleazy greediness and stopped subliminally blaming money and all my life events for everything. My interstate of the arts, I turned into lusting in titanium trust of my awesome abilities to say there is a God. Look at those sheep that disapprove of me, of my way of life. However, God says, way to go. And that's what just being different, allowing your uniqueness and your really omnipotent self just to really engage in who you are and do what you choose to do. Allow yourself to expand on the inside. You'll allow yourself to open up in a bold new way. And that's what Approve of Me sets me free. And all my books are written without any negative words. The only negative word, the only don't word in there is I don't know. And that is the key to go in life, is I don't know. But what are you afraid not to admit you don't know? You know, and that is something I'm really starting to understand more about myself is the more I try to stay the same, the more inept I become. And that is really what's shutting me down in a lot of ways. And I've really expanded through a lot of stuff because now I stop looking for the what's wrong with me into what's making me so right because people are willing to look at me different. And that scares people when you're different. And that's okay because to be different, you got to be rare and daring to go. And that's what my book, CDs, Visionary Vocabulary DVD shows you how the word expand actually opens you up to live a better life and to see that life becomes very fruitful when you allow it to do what it's supposed to do. And as you do this, you're going to open up to new stuff in yourself that you didn't even know was there. And that is the way life begins to expand. As soon as you choose to quit living inside somebody else's way of life. And that's what the school system and me, when I work as an electrician, I'm living under somebody else's rules. And I don't do that well. And, you know, the thing is people, we don't have people skills anymore. And we've lost respect for each other because we can do things now that we never used to be able to do in life because we got laws and stuff now so people can do whatever they want, but they can't really, they don't have to be accountable for what they do. And that's the biggest challenge I see in life right now. And for me, you know, the old ways sometimes are the better ways, but there's also, the society has become more selfish and inconsiderate of others. And that is what really happens in a different way and opens people up to experience life. But here's something that I really had to really admit to, I was selfish in my own way, and the environment in which we live is really different, and the environment in which you grew up with has got a subliminal landscape that has you encompassed inside what they do. And it's really about living in a different way. And that is something that I started to see. And also, it's really about us coming together and understanding we're each other's teachers. And that takes away the landscape of disallow, the plow of disallow, and all the other stuff that we choose to really think that is going on. And because the more I'm open up to this stuff, the more I'm understanding everything I did in the physical world, stubbed my toe in the metaphysical world because I was looking at the physical world as my way of life instead of the physical world is a key to open up the metaphysical world or vice versa. But everything that happens in the physical world has a metaphysical energy going on. And that is something I'm really starting to grasp. And how is the physical world actually a metaphysical world, but we've been taught that it's a physical world? Does it have to be a physical world? Because there's stuff going on, the airplanes flying and stuff like that. Can anybody really sit down and tell you how electricity works? No, I know I can't. All I can tell you, I got a theory, but it's an energy. Everything in life is an energy. It's not always the thoughts, it's not always this, it's not always that, but it's really about engaging in something new. And really it's about being able to let go of being caught up in yesterday's stuff. That's where we're really setting here in life. It's really about stop and thinking that this is this, and it's really about facilitating the energy right in front of you. It's not about waiting for tomorrow or going out there, but it's the energy of life that's right in front of you is where we have to open our eyes to. That's where I choose to. And how is trying to be perfect? This has got to be right. This has got to be right. Oh, what's they doing? What they doing? What they doing? What am I doing? How am I expanding through this? You know, when I can unhook the plow of disallow, I open the wow now to really live in a pow. And that's a percipient, omniific wisdom. We have been caught up in a wheel of misfortune from a society that really teaches us how to fit in. And unless we're degrading or berating somebody, we're not living, and that's a lie. And, you know, the thing about it is you got to really open up. And you really got to move forward in life. And see, but what happens is life turns south when we're trying to go north because we're trying to use yesterday. And you know, as you look at the economy today, how many people, what have you heard new since 2000 or 1995? I mean, that's what you got to see. In the economy, it's low wages. These companies got to make money. Well, the thing is, until we understand that people need to make money, nothing's going forward. You know, the country has pretty much stayed the same since 2005. In 2008, we went through a very, it was a directed misfortune. And now the bank has repossessed a whole bunch of houses. The housing market's going up. Who's going to profit double? The banks. See, them banks, them guys that write the policies for the banks, they're very astute people. But they have no morals or ethics for all the people. It's the have society and the have-not society playing games. But here's the thing. There is no such thing as a have-not society. we have the wisdom to expand into wherever we go, but it's got to be the sand to understand that money is an energy. And I watched a CD tonight, and I watched the deal on YouTube with altitude.com is all I can remember. And I'm going to quote the guy. United States wants to give a $10 value for $1,000 rather than give $1,000 value for $10. And that really stuck with me because, you know, that's the thing. If I price it to where people can afford it, but here's the thing, what are people willing to expand into? What are you willing to expand into? What are you willing to do? How are you willing? What are you open and willing to do? It's not the why. It's not this. It's about engaging and doing everything right today. And that's just putting the left foot in front of the right foot and moving forward. And that's what this day is all about every day. You know, you can't do things unless you are really open to it and really willing to engage in something new and stop waiting for the government and the banks to bail us out. See, that's the thing. The taxpayers bailed out General Motors, and now they're moving overseas. Thank you for the bailout, but no thank you for staying here. You know, the thing about a quality of life, it takes money. And, you know, it's got to be everybody making money the same. You can never get rich when you got a top end that don't want to share the wealth. But however, that's one way it's said, but another way it's said, you can never get wealthy unless you play in the wealthy man's game. And that's the thing. People don't want to play in the wealthy man's game. And so anyway, but you really got to step back and open up to see your own talent. And see, that's where we really lack is in talent. We think we lack talent, but we don't. We have plenty of talent. Being willing to see the talent. Is where everything lies. And that's where everything's hiding. But, you know, it's just, are we willing to step forward and really be alive and well in this game? Because I have noticed one thing. People usually have either abundance of people talent or an abundance of energy. And I got to admit it right here. Sometimes I've been lazy in my journey. And that's something else that I really have to open my eyes to and understand that's going on and seeing what's going on and what's happening and how it's happening. But it's really about taking away the ineptness of myself thinking that somebody owes me something. That's something that I really grasped and I took a hold of to live. But, you know, the thing about it is, I just love this game of life because it's liberating internal freedom to love infinite financial expansion. The world is waiting for people to expand through life. And it's not about giving everything, it's about receiving. A friend of mine, she wrote something about receiving, and that's where we have trouble doing. It's easy to give, but receiving, we've always been taught receiving is bad. And that is something that I really have to play the game with is, how is receiving bad? You got to receive something, because we all deserve a great retirement, a friendly deal, all this. It isn't so much about the receiving, it's how we feel about receiving. You know, I've really done some deep introspection on myself, because that's all I can look at, and I can't look at the real world, everybody out in the world, because it comes down to me doing everything. And that's what my books, Flow in the Glow, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Visionary Vocabulary, Money is My Friend. I've understood this game for a long time. But here's something I'm going to really share, and this one's kind of an incremental thing. Instead of looking at your bills as something you have to pay, and you look at your job as have to pay them, how can you allow your dreams to pay your bills? And take the word bill out of your life and use the word, it's a universal trust that I'll make the money, and I trust in the universe that I'll always have money, because it'll always flow to me and I will receive it with ease. And that's been a big one for me, because I'm never really sure about what's happening and what I'm doing sometimes, but it's really about me being willing to receive that money. From Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, I am a hypnotherapist, and I do teach my journey, and I know how to, I understand it's the emotions as much as it is anything else. That I have to do. See, we got an emotional code. We got emotional this, and we got emotional that. But it's really about engaging in this and how to do it and where to do it. And but what do you see happening most is we get afraid of life, because we don't understand life. Life is a metaphysical experience in a science-taught world, because nobody can really tell me anything more than what science has done. But I really like the spiritual energy of life, because I don't have to be attached to nothing. And when you walk in wisdom, you become unattached to the situation, because you become more engaged in seeing what's going on. And all my books are published at Freedom of Speech Publishing. And that really, and Patrick and Gerard do a good job, but what I'm really opening up to is you really got to keep the eyes on the prize, or else you get, you know, you can trust people, but you got to really watch what they're doing. Because I've noticed one thing. There's people say they'll do something and they don't do it. And then it isn't them I have to look at. It's me. I got to make sure I do what I say, because that's where the heyday is made. So I open this up to me to understand the environment in which I grew up in. How did your parents deal with other people and stuff like that? How did everything work? And how did everything go for you when dealing with other people when you was young? And I understand some things happened in my childhood. And, you know, life just really has played off of a couple things in my childhood. And I'm really starting to understand that. And then I've done a couple things in my life that I'm not very proud of. But, you know, here's the thing. Write it on paper and confess it out, and it's helped me a lot. But here's something else I never understood before. Why is it that people are afraid to admit they have challenges, and they change the story to fit their deal? and how they do things. But it really comes down to me blessing Rob. And that's what I really love, is me blessing me. And, you know, the thing is I've understood a lot of things I never engaged in because I didn't have the guts. And I didn't have this, and I didn't have that to do it. And that's a bigger thing. And, you know, as I open up to this, I've had some good guesses in my life, and I missed them because I didn't have the guts to pull the trigger. And that's the thing. But now I'm starting to understand God and the universe and all the mystical sources, they play a game. They want to see your courage to move forward. Without my selfish ego involved, and that's where I'm at in life. It's about me moving. That's what my books do. My books are different. They're wrote different. They're not wrote to help you. They're wrote to expand you, open up your vocabulary to build your self-esteem, to open your eyes to a new way of life, and that's what I do. And I understand how it expands people because I teach what I teach myself to the world. And it's about letting go of the heal, create, and transformation of life and expand, energize, and enterprise your life. Which one of them sayings has more freedom to you? And as I open up to this and I open up to tell you, oh, and I got to talk about my guests coming up. Stephen Harfield will be here Thursday. Dennis Gennetti's going to be here next Tuesday. We're going to expand your life. What this radio show is about, introducing you to people to expand the world, because there is no such thing as competition in this world. It's really about me engaging and doing everything that I was supposed to do and how I'm supposed to expand my life. Caught up in everybody else's drama. I'm not supposed to be caught up in the drama of the world. What anybody else does is good. And my website is, excuse me, cowboy-wisdom.com. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach. But basically, I'm a teacher. I'm a student to be the teacher, to be the master. And I write my legacy, and I teach my legacy I'm going to leave here on earth. And also, my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I also the hypnotherapy I do, I understand, because I understand it's an individual and it's your journey. And that's what I write and teach about. My stuff is just a guide to the world. It's not an absolute. You don't have to do this. It's what you choose to do to expand your life is where your life will be. So it's about the freedom of life. And it's about having fun and enjoying life. And when you start letting go and seeing who you are and understanding your wisdom, innovation, and talent, you're going to expand your life. And I want to thank you for being here. And if you choose to live your life, dream it big and ignite the light of light your fire desire to enjoy life. And anyway, good night. We'll see you Thursday night with Stephen Harfield.